My name is John Erling, and today's date is September 30th, 2014. Blake, would you state your full name?
My full name is Gerald Blake Wade.
Your date of birth?
11 October 1943.
And your present age?
Present age is 70 years old.
And where are we recording this interview?
We're at the Visitor Center of the American Indian Cultural Center Museum in Oklahoma City.
Your name, Gerald Blake Wade. How did you take Blake as your name?
Well, that's interesting you bring that up. My father's name was Gerald A. Wade, and I didn't think I wanted to go by my dad's name, and he named me Gerald B., and I thought that's kind of interesting, so I went by the name of Blake.
So do you ever write it J. Blake Wade, then, I suppose?
I do, absolutely. Now, today, I started that probably 20 years ago just to make sure that I remembered my dad. So,
where were you born?
I was born in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Brothers and sisters?
I have two younger brothers and two younger sisters. I'm the oldest of five children.
Your mother, her maiden name and where she was born, where she grew up?
She was born in Lawton, Oklahoma. Her name was Florence Ellegood, E-L-L-E-G-O-O-D. She married Dad right before the war, and he headed off, the way the story goes. Mother and I lived with her mother for 3 years. I know I was 3 years old when Mother said, "Go to the door. There's a man at the door." And I thought that was kind of strange, I'm sure. But when I went to the door, there was a man that I'd never seen before. And he said, "Hi, Blake, I'm your father." And I ran back to my grandmother, and I thought, who is this guy that's coming in to be with my mother? So my life kind of started reality that day.
Man, and that's an image marked in your brain forever, isn't it?
It will always be. I was scared of him that day, and I was scared of him pretty much all my life.
What was your mother's personality like?
She was a lovely lady, a social person. She had tremendous talent. She loved Lawton, Oklahoma. In fact, she went to a grade school that we lived by within a 7-block radius where she went to grade school, went to junior high, went to Lawton High. We lived right there all of her life of over 86 years within a 6-block radius of where she was born. We never got too far from Lawton, Oklahoma.
Your father, then, his name was?
Gerald A. Wade, and he was born in Marlow, Oklahoma. My grandfather, J.D. Wade, owned the bank in Marlow and Duncan, and then they had the Wade Ranch between Marlow and Lawton, and J.D. Wade was his name. He used to sell cattle to Geronimo, so we go back to Lawton a long, long time.
Did you ever hear any more specific stories about that?
I did, and more importantly, unfortunately, I would see Geronimo down at a bar downtown Lawton signing autographs of where he would be paid in, they say, beers. And then they would take him back out to Fort Sill and put him back in his jail cell. It was a bad time because the name was so romantic and everything else, but he had a sad time there at the latter part of his life, but everybody knew him back in the early days.
And we should say, for those who will be listening for years to come, who Geronimo was and what tribe was he with?
Well, he was the Apaches, and he was imprisoned at Fort Sill Reservation. He actually died there and is buried out there, and it's a beautiful cemetery. And if anybody hadn't been to see where Geronimo is buried, they need to go, because still to this day, there's a tree over his grave, and people, I'm sure mostly American Indians, would bring out trinkets and ribbons and colorful things that are all still hanging over his grave in that tree. I was just there the last 5 years, and it still never changed.
What was his crime? Why was he incarcerated?
Well, it was back in the days that they were imprisoning American Indians. It's symbolic to what I'm doing today, being the director and trying to get this museum in reality.
Your father, what was his job? What was his profession?
His job, he was in real estate and in the banking business. We were also a part of Wade Oldsmobile in Lawton. He was in World War II, served 4 years, and was overseas for those 3 years until I was 3 years old. I do remember at that time in 1943, so many of the World War II guys were coming back home. They were going back to schools to get law degrees, etc. And Dad was put into the banking business in Lawton by a cousin, Dolph Montgomery, that owned the City National Bank. And I remember that's what he stayed a while and then went to work at Wade Oldsmobile.
First car you remember?
Oh, my gosh. First car would have been a station wagon with wood on the side, a 1948, something like that. But I do remember we had a bunch of kids that always had to ride in it.
That was Tall Cotton, one of those cars.
His dad, mother provided us a good life.
So it was a car dealership that was his main
profession. And real estate.
How about the first house that you remember? Where was that?
I can tell you the address, 1911 Oak, Lawton, Oklahoma. It was really, at that time, a big home. And yet today we drive by it, it is still there, and it's not very big. But if mother and dad had more kids, of course, we had to move into the second home that we still live in to this day. And that's 515 Dearborn in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Do you remember names of kids you played with back then?
Oh, I do. Ramey Mayhall. I called him Moose Mayhall. He's a doctor in St. Louis. Bill Kilpatrick. And you know what? We were all war babies, and our mothers had all of us little kids, and they would take us to the park every day, and we'd swing, and we'd do that. Those are lifelong friends, as I mentioned, Dr. Mayhall in St. Louis. Bill Kilpatrick, whose grandfather owned LaSalle Milk Company, he was one of the first that had 31 different kinds of ice cream at his store. And because of my connection with Bill, my first job was at LaSalle Milk Company, dipping ice cream and making milkshakes at the age of 13 for 45 cents an hour. And I can go on. The Wade family is a big family down there. My cousin Joe Wade is the same age. And each one of us Wade kids has other cousins that are similar age that we all went to school with for the whole 12 years. I still see all of them.
Did you hang around or work in the car business?
Oh, absolutely. Every way it had to. We started by chamming cars in the mornings. We always had to charge the batteries every morning to get them running so the salesmen wouldn't be embarrassed when they went out to try to sell a car and the car wouldn't start. So that was our morning, and then we'd break for lunch, and then we'd go into the wash rack room. And an African-American named Lemmy, he ran that for 45 years, and we worked for Lemmy washing cars and chamming and getting them all ready. That was our days, 13, 14, 15. We learned how to drive, though, back in those days.
And I was going to say, you learned how to work back in those days.
Absolutely. Don't understand how any boy or girl wouldn't want to do those kinds of things to help out, not only for themselves, but in life.
Did you get a car early on then because you were...
I got one. I saved my money and had one when I was 16, a 1949 Chevrolet, black, two-door, and I was the cat's meow.
What year were you in school?
Well, 15, 16. I was probably 10th grade.
So then you were about the only person at that age
who had a car. I was pretty important on picking up my buds to go to Wayne's Drive-In to stroll through there to see everybody.
In beautiful downtown Lawton, right?
Downtown Lawton.